Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Monday, September the 22nd, 2014. This is the Veterans Today Radio News Reports. I'm your host, Stu Webb, and today my special guest, the first hour of these 2 hours, is Gordon Duff, Senior Editor, Veterans Today. In the second hour, we'll be joined by Professor James Fetzer and Dr. Preston James. And Gordon, get right to you. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. Fall's coming in here in northern Ohio. It's absolutely beautiful outside. I wish I were in an independent Scotland instead of the enslaved nation it is, where I would be, I'd like to say be trout fishing. Actually, I'd probably be sitting in a bar somewhere. They call them pubs, I guess. But,
I can't figure out, is this stupidity and ignorance of the people in Scotland not getting their
independence? No, it's a combination of things. We have some evidence of vote rigging. It wouldn't have been enough to make the difference. There's an indication that the government scared the hell out of an awful lot of people. And of course, there's the issue. The government came in at the last minute and said, well, we're going to let you have these semi-autonomous anyway. You know, you don't have to vote for this. The government threatened to crash the, they set up a currency. The government was going to crash their currency. The Scottish people were told that, well, you're not going to have any money because your oil's run out. You know, that's another lie. So there was every imaginable effort to quash this. And, for people that doesn't know that I'm obviously a Scot. You know, it's a, don't carry the accent. I can, after about 2 weeks, you start to develop it. It's a nasty one to get rid of, by the way.
Yeah, those monarchs. I mean, you come, you have a very strange background out of Scotland, and so do I, both the House of Stuart, I think it is.
I am the senior member of the Clan Macduff. That is, and everything in Scotland is arguably, you know, the time of day, it's 2 o'clock. It's only arguably 2 o'clock. They argue about everything, but I'm the senior member of the current royal family of Scotland, if were they to have one. The son of a minor baron who was a Detroit auto worker and longtime member of the Communist Party, who, when family members with more, let's say, wherewithal, I grew up in what you would call semi-abject poverty, began calling my father Lord Lockhart. He went into an incredible rage. Family-wise, I have claim to 2 dukedoms and a couple other titles I have reasonable claim to. We have a family genealogist, and I am a Hatton Macduff, son of Lockhart. If you get into this stuff, I'm a Hatton Macduff from Hatton Castle, north of Aberdeen, son of Lockhart Duff, and that dates back to when the family were the Thanes of Inverness in the 1600s. But in Scotland, they keep records of everything, and you know, whatever Scottish royalty or whatever, and they take this stuff seriously in Britain, seriously to the point that if you want a title, you can buy one on eBay, mind you. You know, that's how seriously they take it. But once you've bought one on eBay, you know, you're a big deal. And while, you know, I spend a lot of time. I work in London. I have an office in London, and we have a facility. I work for an aerospace company, and we're London headquartered. So I have an office in the city, you know, right off the Strand. And we have facilities out in Essex. We have a little office building out, you know, out there, which is, let's say, east of London, north and east, in an area, you know, north of the Thames Estuary, nice little town, you know, lots of potatoes grown and stuff like this. Good pub and restaurant in town. Will not mention the town because it doesn't need to be mentioned because there's too many people listening here. But nice, and I like it there. This is England, and I spent only lots and lots of time there, and as a senior citizen, driving around on the wrong side of the road and going to boot sales, it's basically garage sales, as it were, and charity shops buying junk, and when you buy junk in Britain, you can at least get really, really old junk. And touristing around, I enjoy. The weather, not always that good. The food, absolutely abysmal. Beer's fine. I like the people there. And Scotland is not the most pleasant place on earth. I mean, it's beautiful. And the people are okay. Ireland is beautiful and the people are amazing. The Scots are a serious group. Okay. And we've been run through an awful lot. And all the worst or best thing I can say is I'm one of them, whatever it is. And, you don't go into Scotland and push anybody around, nor in Ireland, by the way. No matter how big or tough you think you are, go start a fight in the pub and somebody 135 pounds with boxing skills beyond anything you could imagine will pepper you until you're unrecognizable. Big surprise. It's the last place on earth you want to pretend you're a tough guy is Ireland. Have tremendous time in Ireland. Love the people there. And they've gone through a lot of economic downturns. They had seen a lot of boom. And now, it's again, young people are leaving Ireland because they have no jobs here in the U.S. Young people are staying here because they have no jobs and they have nowhere to go. You certainly can't run easily to Canada, although I can see why people may have wanted to do that some point. And Mexico's not a good decision. If you're in America and you don't have a job and you don't have prospects, and that's all you guys out there, sorry about that, you're screwed. And I wish we hadn't done it to you. And
well, Gordon, you can't say you did it to him. It's this Israeli crime syndicate along with the Bush crime syndicate.
Well, stuff going on here. First thing I want to go after today is you guys always get, because this is radio and the FCC, I don't get to use the language that the Marine Corps language I would. I want to take a little shot at the daily cost. Now, the daily cost is supposedly a milquetoast website that gets a lot of political and economic things correct within its range. They do blame a lot of the right people for the right things. It gets progressive. Now, what we've found today, we've got this issue with Will You Want It? Let me give some background to those, and I think all of you are going to be regular listeners here. I'd like to think we have new ones, and there'll be between 2 and 3 million of you minimally out there, so don't feel you're very alone if you're listening to this. Lee Wonka grew up in Milwaukee. He was a tool and die maker, a 2-year degree in mechanical engineering. Lee Wonka, for whatever reason, and he's on with us periodically, a fanatic patriot, fanatic Roman Catholic, absolutely, a funny guy, an intelligent and economic warfare expert, perhaps the best in the world in that area. And the mild-mannered and very decent Lee Wonka played in a larger world stage than almost anyone ever has, as working with William Casey and President Reagan. And at the time, I worked as part of this effort for one of the government agencies, and I will tell you, at a much lower level than Mr. Wanda. It was a job to undermine the Russian economy and end the Cold War. And my own job was to arrange penetration of Russian banking through approaching, and I won't go too far into this, but this is many, many years ago, through approaching the heads of banks in Belarus, what was in Leningrad, the Russian commercial bank there, Estonia, Latvia, and Ukraine. And to aid them and a certain element of what was in the KGB to cooperate with us. And when things were going to hit the fan in Russia, we wanted to be able to turn capital around. And the way we bought our way in to the KGB initially was shipping in through Poland, Gdansk. And this is all wonderfully classified stuff for you guys. We began moving Marlboro cigarettes by the container load into Russia, initially in a trade program for high-end vodka, but then just plain smuggling. And in doing so, we had turned those individuals responsible for overseeing some telecommunications capabilities and certain border stations between Poland and Russia. Because, I'll tell you, a pack of Marlboro cigarettes decades and decades ago, you could buy Russia for one of those things. As far as American cigarettes go around the world, Marlboros are the worshipped brand. And the containers we were getting, and Marlboro didn't like this, by the way, but this was coming out of a Greek-owned vending company in Detroit. And we were supplying those, and I remember sitting there with people from, I was representing an agency. The head of the Republican Party was with me, along with a Detroit nightclub owner. I remember who did the introduction with what you'd say were, you could see ties to organized crime if you wanted. But that kind of detail stuff, you know, you don't get to hear this stuff right away or all the time or whatever. But it's to Wanta here, going back to the Wanta story. Wanta involved himself in a convoluted form of currency trading through a company out of Austria called Ameritrust. And working with the Chinese government and friends within Iran and friends within, among other places, Russia, Wanta accumulated $27 trillion. Now, when this story initially broke with on the internet with a number of people many years ago, you know, they saw 27 and thought it was all crazy. Wanda was went into hiding after the end of the Reagan administration. He had what we would call poor relationships with George Herbert Walker Bush. That would be generous. Even if any of you can't figure out why that is. But he believed that money that Reagan wanted to put aside to pay off America's national debt and to finance the rebuilding of the United States for a century, the Bush family wanted to steal all of it. Oh, Wanta got a diplomatic post from an African country as ambassador and moved to Switzerland. There he was kidnapped at the orders of the Bush family, his records and accounts seized, $27 trillion essentially disappeared. Wanda was shipped back to the U.S. and put in prison, ostensibly for income tax violations in the state of Wisconsin, a charge now. Just totally shown to have been basically kidnapping and black site for Wanta, where he was tortured, beaten. I was introduced to Lee Wanta by a director of the Central Intelligence Agency who asked me to look after him some many years ago. Saying that Wanta was a valuable patriot and that they needed someone that could make sure that he stayed safe and that no one hurt him. And that's the level of people, and they had to come to me because there wasn't anyone else inside government who could do this. And that I'm not sure I've told before either. So, for those people who just don't, don't believe in Wanta, Stu can tell you about a telephone recording. Former Tennessee Governor Sundquist and the other person's name I'm blocking out, called Lee Wanta on the phone, a couple of weeks ago now, and left, and when Wanta didn't answer, they called in a conference call. They talked to each other while the recorder went on. This is where the daily cost part comes in. So excuse my convoluted stories, but I hope they have a delightful, sort of flow to them in their own way. They left 6 minutes of recordings here. And Sundquist is a potential GOP presidential candidate and now is announced, the party announced that he is going to head, the Republican Party's, efforts toward introducing budget reform legislation after the upcoming elections. So this is the financial chief for the Republican Party and presidential candidate who we have 6 minutes of recordings which are sent to the FBI and White House, and we dare anyone to prove that these aren't exactly what we say, asking for up to $30 billion worth of bribes, although they bid it down to $5 billion later. And those bribes, as we understand, and Stu, you can explain this to people at some point, were to be arranged through Cuba, handled by Bain Capital, and paid through banks in the Cayman Islands. Being done
that's
by
all,
four
that's
other
true, Gordon. We've got John Stokes just joined us because he wants to throw some questions about Leo to you. But and that's all true there.
Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, Gordon, thanks. And by the way, I understand you guys had over 2 million listeners on last Wednesday's program, and it was so had such a great impact, and it's such an important story. I replayed that whole audio tape of Leo's and your interview on Friday.
I want you to play it. I want you to play it every hour you're on the air. This is, by the way, this is directions to our 12 radio hosts here, of which John is a premier guy here. But I want this played because here's why. When we had an article put in the Daily Cost, and that's a minor lefty blog here, claiming that we fabricated this tape. Bull. The audio quality on this is perfect. Perfect audio quality, and we dare anyone. We have the original electronic recordings of this. They have been turned over to the FBI. Any news organization that wants this can have, and the ones we have are very high quality. They can look, you can absolutely voice print Governor Sundquist on here. Totally voice printing. He is heard all the time. He's on the Sunday talk shows all the time. Any idiot can do a voice print with their telephone now. So go ahead. Go get our YouTube, which is high quality audio. Get one of his recordings, and he's got many on YouTube. Download the voice print app, and anybody can play cop. Now, you want to play games with us, Daily Cost, you minor little chicken shit organization. Now that we've exposed that you're not the Democratic Party at all, or the Republicans at all, that you're just another little organization, part of organized crime. Now, John, excuse me for that. I'm having one of those moments. Go ahead, John.
Okay. The tax liability that Leo talks about would be potentially $20 million of a windfall revenue for the Treasury.
$20 trillion.
$20 trillion. Now, trillion. I don't know what the law reads, but you would think they would pay off the national debt instead of going
into
spending.
Let me explain national debt to people. Our national debt is sitting somewhere between $16.5 and $17 trillion last time I checked. But I also checked, here heaven forbid as an economist, I checked and only $10.5 trillion of our national debt can be affirmed to actually exist, meaning that it's underwritten by by Treasury obligations that the U.S. has, our real national debt. What we found during the last few years, and this is during President Obama's watch here, while we had trillions of dollars disappear during the Bush administration, more than just the national debt, the U.S. economy was mortgaged for hundreds of trillions of dollars in what you would call toxic derivatives. And this is invisible debt created out of air to make sure that the American people would be impoverished till the end of time.
But, okay, quick question. Now, as far as I know, there's no constitutional requirement that they take that money and pay off the debt, but let's assume they did, and we have zero national debt. What would happen to our economy, because all currency that's issued is debt-based? If we have no debt, what would happen to our currency?
The Federal Reserve, without the income, the Federal Reserve would collapse.
And I mean, a quarter of our budget, I understand, goes to pay the interest.
It would collapse on its own weight. There would actually have to be, the Federal Reserve would have to actually borrow from its member Rothschild banks in order to keep going. Now, for those who are unaware, and I don't think it's any of you guys anymore, the Constitution of the United States states, clear as a bell, that only Congress has the right to print money, coin money. The Federal Reserve, established in 1913 by Paul Warburg, and there's a book on this called The Creature of Jekyll Island, and nobody wants to read the whole thing anyway, so I'm not going to ask you to, but it's downloadable, and you can at least scan the thing, and that's all any of you are going to do in the real life, and that's frankly all I ever did with it.
You know, most people don't remember that the Titanic was sunk to kill the bankers that were on their way back to stop the Federal Reserve.